when the weather suddenly changes. NBC Boston's early warning weather has you covered. The NBC Boston team has the tools and the technology to keep you safe. With Sky Ranger flying high over Boston watching the roads, or Storm Ranger, our one-of-a-kind mobile Doppler radar, and Weather Warrior, our four-wheel drive storm chaser. When the weather changes, early warning weather has you covered. On the only NBC station in Boston, NBC Boston Channel 10.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest of the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. So excited to have my longtime friend, William Amon, Bill Amon with us from Brooklyn Amon. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Living the dream. Bill, real good times. You just started the new firm, Brooklyn Amon.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Let me tell you a little. Thank you. Yeah, no, let me tell you a little bit about it. We wanted to get on here and spread the word a little bit. I currently partner Craig Dietschman and Amon in Manchester, and I had an office in North Andover. And attorney Matthew Brouker and I have started all just recent, like within 24 hours, I think, Brouker and Amon. And we're going to be it's a good move for us. It's a real good move for us. Dietschman's kind of focusing on wills and trusts and estate planning and one or two other clients. And we're expanding and we have a good crew. So we're excited about it.
So let's talk a little bit about your background, Bill, so people can understand a little bit more about you. Tell us a little bit about
sure.
it.
Yeah, I've been practicing law just about, 18 years at this point. And primarily I do commercial litigation and bankruptcy. I worked before I became a lawyer. I worked at Fidelity Investments. I worked at Ford Motor Credit. So I've kind of been in the bankruptcy / credit world for two decades, a little bit more. I really specialize in bankruptcy litigation, or what I call, you know, kind of tough cases. They're just more challenging, honestly. And I, as a kind of a litigator, I like that. Matt Brouker, to shift gears too much, but Matt Brouker, he's real estate expert. And so we just kind of, as we developed, we've been working together at when we were at Craig Dietschman Amon for about 6 years together. And before that we worked together right outside of Boston. So, we just decided that we each had to kind of focus on areas. We couldn't do everything. It's not a good idea. So Matt does the bulk of commercial closings and anything related to real estate, whether it's litigation or if it's default work, you know, foreclosures. Matt does a lot of that. And then for me, like I said, I do a lot of bankruptcy litigation and business law. But that's my background in a nutshell. We've been real busy, and we've been very fortunate.
So, Bill, where's the new offices going to be located then?
So we have two offices. The one in Manchester is going to be located at 65 Market Street in Manchester, New Hampshire, and that's right next to City Hall. So it's in the heart. You can't get any more downtown than where our office is. There's parking right across the street. And we've got a couple conference rooms, real nice Class A office space right downtown Manchester. So that's great. And then our North Andover office is not changing at all. Our North Andover office, where I am today, for instance, is at 65A as an alpha, 65A Flagship Drive in North Andover, Mass. So those are our two offices. So, you know, we also have licenses in Rhode Island, and we do some other stuff, but primarily our bread and butter is the Merrimack Valley and in anywhere in New Hampshire.
So, Bill, tell us a little bit about how Brouker and Amon is going to be different than the current firm you guys have.
Well, it's going to be different. First of all, we're growing. So as weird as it sounds, when we were at Craig Dietschman and Amon, it was Matt and I and a paralegal and some others that we were kind of a group within a firm. And now we're breaking out of that. And so how we're different, I guess, than we were before is
We're more focused, because it's Matt and I. We brought on three other lawyers as well. One's in our North Andover office. Another one's up north who does, you know, works for us as well, Kristen Shep. And then we have another attorney, Aaron Sinclair. So that's the biggest difference, is that we've gone from just Matt and I being a group within a mid-sized firm to our own firm and adding three different lawyers. So Josh Burnett, who's in our North Andover office, is he's a bankruptcy guy like me. He's probably practiced for about 8 years, I think. Very smart guy and very funny. Good musician too, which helps. So, and Aaron Sinclair is he used to work at I forget the name, but used to work at one of the big box firms in Boston, like I used to. And then Kristen Shep has got a background in she used to work at Sheehan Finney Bass and Green, as I did, like 10 years ago, in litigation. I think she now does more wills, trust, estate planning and transactional type of stuff.
So talk to me more about your piece of the business, because you handle bankruptcy matters, right? Tell us a little bit more about what's involved there.
Sure. The bankruptcy stuff that I do for the most part is creditor side, banks, and also businesses and individuals. What I like the most is quite honest, is litigation within bankruptcy, which is really a specialty within a specialty. So there's not a ton of that work around, but I keep busy with it. That means, I mean, translating in English, I mean, that's claims for fraud. Someone goes into bankruptcy and someone that got, you know, screwed by them says, wait a minute. It's one thing where they just had bad, they went bad. They owe the money. They get the, you know, they have the right to file bankruptcy. But under certain circumstances, if they commit really what's akin to fraud, even though they file bankruptcy, the bankruptcy laws won't protect them if you can show that they, you know, that they committed fraud. So there's a lot of litigation around that. And then individuals too. So my biggest success story is someone that I meet and they don't file bankruptcy. Cause I tell people I do stuff other than bankruptcy. I don't need to make my living on filing bankruptcies for small businesses and individuals. So I try and find non-bankrupt ways, workouts or things like that. Because I do a lot of bank work and creditor side work, I don't represent a lot of debtors, but I have represented debtors. And like I said, I pretty much will tell a debtor that, you know, I want something that I can really lend, that I can help with, something that's not simple. So someone with IRS issues, someone with a business that's complicated or things like that, that's where I work.
So now let's talk about Matt's side of the business, the real estate side. Tell us a little bit more about what he does.
Sure. I don't know. He golfs a lot, so I think that's why he does real estate, because he's pretty good at that. So that's good. No, he's a better golfer than I am. But no, Matt works very hard, and I'm really lucky to call him my partner. He's a friend. Like I said, we've known each other for a long time, and stand-up guy, smart, and so he really likes commercial closings and has excelled at them within the last several years. And I've worked with him on deals. We had a $15 million strip mall in Southern New Hampshire that we worked on. And, what I like about Matt, I guess, and what he does is with the real estate stuff is, we've both been practicing now for a while. I'm close to 20 years. He's over 10. And so we've seen a lot, and we've worked with big name firms and people that charge a lot more per hour than we do. We could charge more. We know that we're worth it. But we also know that we kind of see the practice of law as not just business. It's different. We don't make donuts, you know. We'd love to, I guess. But we're doing something a little more important. So part of it is, yes, we make a living, but we also see that as what's satisfying to us is getting results for our clients, getting people happy, getting them out of a problem or solving a problem, things like that. So with Matt, I've seen him work really hard on real estate deals. Again, mainly commercial, although he does residential too, where he's really he's creative, he's innovative, and he'll find ways that I wouldn't think of to, let's do it this way, or here's a program. So he's passionate about real estate. And as far as what he does and our staff, again, do commercial closings. We'll do residential closings. And we've got the resources and the staff to do it. So we're excited. We think we're really going to kind of take off. And Matt's not going to be able to play golf anymore because he's going to be too busy.
So, Bill, I noticed that your slogan is innovative thinking, positive results. What does that mean?
Well, like kind of what I was just saying, it's we see ourselves as problem solvers, both Matt and I do. And so if there's a legal problem, you know, look, clients are going to pay us for legal work. I get that. But there's times where if we see something, because we're small business owners too, we'll suggest it. And think of, we want to get the client, whether it's a business or an individual, we want the best results for them, because obviously then they're going to be happy with us and we'll be able to keep employed and have fun. And so being innovative means not just thinking, having a predetermined idea. So some things don't require overthinking. Believe me, there's some things that it is what it is. Don't overthink it. You know, I think it was Ben Franklin that said, maybe it was Abe Lincoln, actually mixing my presidents. But, you know, if you can say it in fewer words, do that. You know, so there's something to be said about being concise. So we're all about that, too. We don't need to overthink it. But in the situations where there's just really a tough problem or something, I think that's where we excel. Look, there's other lawyers out there that are good, no doubt. But to me, our touchstones are competence and likability. So we work very hard to be competent. We attend CLEs. I lecture on bankruptcy matters before national and local audiences. Matt has lectured on real estate stuff as well. And so that's the competency piece. You got to do your homework. You've got to work hard. You've got to do research. You've got all that stuff. And then likability, you know, people have to want to work with you and want to. A lot of our clients become either good friends or at least we're friendly with them. And you got to have both. And sometimes there are firms out there that don't have both. I mean, there are some that do, but that's what we strive for.
So, Bill, how do people reach out to you? How can they contact you to learn more?
The best way would be they can call me. They can call me directly. They can call me on my cell phone if they want, and I'll give it out. I don't mind. It's 603-998-0033. They could also probably another way is to go to our website, which is now live, and that is www.ba, like for Brouwer Amon, ba-lawgroup.com. And the website, I think, is very nice. And you have all our contact numbers, and you can read more about the lawyers that we have at the firm, their bios. You can look at my ugly mug if you want. But we're a solid real estate and business law firm, and we're really on the rise. We're really excited. And we're looking forward to it.
Awesome, Bill. I really appreciate you taking the time of day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Hey, no problem. We'll see you tomorrow, Kevin, actually.
Yes, we will. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye now.
Thanks. See you later. Yeah, bye.
Durante la gran venta de verano de Ford, recibes 0% por 72 meses más $1,000 en adición al valor de tu intercambio en Focus, Fusion, Escape y Edge. Visita hoy a tus concesionarios Ford en New England. No todos califican para financiar con Ford Credit. 72 meses a 3,89 al mes por cada 1,000 financiados. Bono de intercambio requiere vehículo del 95 o más nuevo o arrendamiento que expire 30 días antes o 90 días después de la nueva compra. No aplica el Focus RS. Visita es.buyfordnow.com para detalles. Oferta termina el 5 de julio.